Welcome to the Lights, Camera, Rant Podcast. Your source for the latest on movies, TV shows, and video games. Get ready for ranting, raving, and reviewing. Here is your host, Lee.
Gotta unmute, Lee.
That's a good start. Always a great start.
You know what? I think it's fitting for this episode that we're about to do. Honestly.
Yeah, I think so too. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Lights, Camera, Rant. As always, we're going to be diving into Halo Season 2, the absolute wins, going on mute, and the absolute losses and disappointing marks that we get in Halo Season 2. And I have a very special guest. I've got one quarter of Who's Got Next Game Podcast. How you going, Connor?
Oh, Lee, I'm doing very good. Thank you for having me. You invited me after our last recording that you had with us on our podcast. And you mentioned that they had the second season of the show coming out. Had no idea. And you texted me about, I think, maybe a couple days ago, like, hey, you ready to record Halo 2 Season 2 wrap-up? And I was like, fuck, I haven't even watched it. So I have binged it all in the last 48 hours, so I'm ready to go over this season of a TV show that I've watched.
So you're fresh. You're fresh. You are ready to go.
I'm ready to go. Give opinions.
Yeah. Well, that's all this podcast is about, ready to rant about it. And like as I was just saying to you before we went live, I can't believe we're at the end of like 8 episodes. Like the first season got 9 episodes. Now we've just got 8. Don't know why they cut it short. But we're at the end. So before anyone asks if you're going to be waiting for season 3, you're probably looking about 2025. I'd probably say end of 2025, early 2026.
Yeah.
Before we're going to get season 3.
Yeah.
It takes about 2 years to shoot.
I saw the budget. I was looking at Wikipedia for the budget, and it says anywhere from $90 to $200 million for this show. Mm. So that means they have to pump – Paramount has to pump another, you know, couple mil into this. And, I mean, I will say this may be one of the only, like, good remarks I do give it. I feel like the production and the effects were a little bit better this season than last. I will say, from what I remember, it was a little bit better. So kudos to them. Good thing they took maybe a little bit longer to do the effects. Wish they put into other things, but I feel the effects were pretty decent this season. I'll give them that.
No, and I agree with you. That's actually one of my notes, is I felt like all the CGI in this season felt a little bit more crisper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that little bit more detailed, which was really good. But I have to ask, so we had season 1 2 years ago. There was a lot of hype in this. There was a lot going into this. Everyone was stoked for it.
Yeah.
And we got season 1. And it's funny because when looking back on it now, is that you have Halo season 1, which technically, it was a bomb. But then after that, you know, we got The Last of Us, Twisted Metal, Uncharted. We get all these other TV shows and movies that are absolutely stellar of the video games going to TVs and movies, yet Halo was just so far off the mark. And, of course, as everyone does say with Halo, you know, it wasn't close to the video games, which a lot of people were annoyed, which I was too. I thought this was going to be... like, you know, jumping, okay, here's Master Chief, here's the background of his team, next minute, you crash on Halo.
Yeah.
And it's go time. That was not it. And still, that's not it for this season until the very last episode.
Yeah, we finally get to the actual Halo of, I think, maybe the last 15 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. You know, if you disregard all the, you know, side characters that they focused on, I think last 15 minutes we got to Halo. I will say, some of the stuff they did, I you know, they did show the fall of Reach, which is from Halo Reach. Wish they would have gone a little bit longer on that. And we'll maybe, I don't know if you've gone into it already, but I'm just disappointed with how they did Reach. I'm a little disappointed.
Well, that's the other thing I've said. That's what I've seen from a lot of people is that they disappointed in Reach, how short it was, how much they changed. And like the thing is, this entire, like a lot of the promos for this season were about the fall of Reach.
Yeah.
Yet it feels like it's totally encapsulated in one episode.
Actually,
yeah. Yeah, I think it's one episode that we actually see the fall of Reach. Yeah. Sorry, but leading up to the fall of Reach episode, the fallout of fall of Reach.
It could have been two episodes. That episode after where they go to that planet and they're trying to find, I think his name is, this is how like much I, you know, didn't care. What was his name? Soren. Soren's kid. They went to go find Soren's kid.
Warren.
Like, we didn't need that, you know? Like, you know, that part of the story is whatever. It's a side thing. I don't really count that, honestly, as part of, you know, the Halo story. I'm mostly focused on Master Chief storyline and the Spartans and Halsey. Quan and Soren are kind of, I don't know. I feel like that should be a whole separate show, maybe.
I agree with you, and I agree with you in the sense. I did not care about this whole thing about Soren and his kid.
No.
Like I just didn't like. I care about, like, the part I did like about Soren was him explaining how, you know, Spartans training, where they got taken, you know, where they were taken and how they were trained. And basically it was just, fight to survive.
Yeah.
Mr. Mark Words on the YouTube. Oh my, this early.
He's accommodating me. It's very nice. I appreciate you waking up so early. I know it's like 6 a.m. for you right now, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm just like, breakfast, black coffee, let's go. Let's do it.
Thank you. I got to, you know, get a little grocery shopping done and, you know, it's noon right now. It's lunchtime. I'm happy. Thank you, Lee. But I think, honestly, a show about a Spartan that's defected, had his own kid and family, you know, maybe living this pirate life, I think that should just be a show on its own in the Halo universe. We don't need it connected with Master Chief and Cortana.
No. Or you could take half out of it. Picked up like half the season of this story.
Mm-hmm.
Going on about it. I don't think it really needs to be that long. My God, Quan is absolutely useless. Every time she was on screen, like I get she's meant to be the emotional anchor
for
everything going on and the center point. I'm like, cool, but every time I see you, all I want to see is Master Chief and the team and what's going on with them. Like, I could not care. Like, that was one of my biggest gripes about last season
That
we got nearly one episode of Master Chief, and then we got one episode about Quan, and then we got one episode about Master Chief and one episode about Quan.
Can I say something real quick? That's why I stopped watching the show, the first season. That's why I stopped. I was tired of switching around. I will say, no hate to the actress. I think she did a lot better this season, and I wasn't as annoyed, but we're watching The Fall of Reach. And then we cut to her and Soren's kid, you know, he's sad about the pirates, you know, leaving Soren to be taken by the UNSC, you know. Come on, please show The Fall of Reach. Like, let's just watch that instead, please.
I know. That's what everyone was excited for. That's how it was all, that was all the promos were going for. That was everything that was leading up to this.
I know.
And so where did the season one finish? When season one finished, they had a giant battle on this planet to go get the artifacts, which right now I think the artifacts are useless now. They're done. They're not needed anymore.
No.
that's it. That Cortana had to take over Master Chief's body because he was about to die. Mm-hmm. And it was alluded to that maybe he's dead and Cortana's taking control of his body. And that's how season one was left. So we go into this season, and it's pretty much gung-ho, get straight into it. And two characters that were potentially died, we get McKee and Master Chief, which are both alive and well, and know it. No, that's it. They're just alive and well and no more. Don't ask questions.
No. Why would we need, you know, to see these things, you know? To quote the great movie, The Rise of Skywalker, somehow McKee and Master Chief returned.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know. Same thing. Somehow they returned. More so McKee, obviously.
Yeah.
But, and then obviously in this, again, in this show, like, you know, you really want, you've just had this whole part where Master Chief and Katana are together. They start working together towards the end of last season. And then suddenly,
nope.
Nah, no Katana and Mr. Chief until,
final 15 minutes.
final episode. Yep. That's what we get.
And we touched on it too a little bit before this, but Master Chief was not in his armor from the first episode until the last. And
fuck,
this was my honestly biggest gripe of the first season. Master Chief just doesn't take off his helmet. He doesn't do that. And the fact that this whole season he's without his armor, and the other Spartans are, except for I think her name is Kai, right?
Kai.
She's the one who's with Arkansas or whatever his name is. She's with him. But like,
who survives?
Who's exactly survived running a Corvette into the other Covenant ship?
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that happened. I don't know. It just that part to me though, the armor.
Hmm.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I felt like someone listened to, you don't like it with his helmet off? Well, I got one for you. Better. Let's do no armor at all. Oh. So you really, in this season, you really only get Master Chief in action for, I'd say, 3 episodes in his armor.
Yeah, it's 3. That's right. Because the second is that training episode, right? With it's that training episode. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's all the episodes in this season. So spoilers alert, spoilers, left, right, and center.
Yeah.
That's really how long he's in the actual armor. Because it gets stolen with them trying to predict with Reach and how they get off.
Yeah.
And Captain Keyes dies, which I was like, okay, well, he's not going to have his pivotal moment in just, you know, the Flood.
No.
With Halo and everything like that. I guess that's not happening anymore. And half the Spartan team's dead or retired now.
I think most of them are, yeah. I wrote this in my notes. It's gone so off the far off the source material. Honestly, if they named it something different and they just didn't even use the Halo property, and, you know, maybe use some aspects of it, I think it would be better. But we already have this beloved source material, you know, I would say a pretty much close to perfect trilogy. And then, you know, the offshoots like Reach and ODST are good games. I don't think we need to stray away from that. I think we should just, you know, either make it close to the source material or just name it something different.
Yeah.
Call it the Ring Wars.
The Ring Wars.
You know, something stupid like that.
I know, something like that. But as I said, the action that we do in this is really good.
It is.
And you definitely feel the impending doom with Reach. It's really annoying. It's so short. You do feel the impending doom. I just wish he was in his armor when everything was going on. And I know a lot of people will be saying, so what if he's not in his armor? You know, we need to see his face. You know, the actor doesn't like it. Shut the hell up. Honestly. Deadpool, Mandalorian, it's proven it can be done. So do it.
I agree. I just don't. He shouldn't have signed on if he's complaining about being in, you know, the armor and the helmet. He shouldn't have signed on. I'm sorry. And not saying that, you know, he does a good job acting. I think the actors do a fine job acting. That's not really, I think, what we're critiquing here. We are not, you know, critics. We are fans reacting to something that we love. And when we see something that we loved, you know, be tampered with and not treated with the respect it deserves, we're going to be critical.
That's right. But then you look at Last of Us. Perfect adaption. Perfect adaption. No one, everything they had to change in that show was only because they had to change it from going from a video game to a TV show medium.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, and what they did added to the story. Like the whole episode with the two guys.
Yeah, which won an award.
Yeah. Again, it expanded on the source material in a good way. Making Master Chief have sex and taking off his helmet in the Halo show, I don't know. It's not really, it wasn't on my list.
No, it wasn't on mine either. I don't know whose list was that on. I'm like, wow, thank you. I really explored what I was missing from the Halo.
I know. You know, I don't need to see Master Chief bone down. But, or, and adding, you know, characters that weren't in the show, you know, in the video game at all. And, you know, aren't needed. I guess it
was, no, and there was also a... No, Pillar of Autumn either. Because isn't it Pillar of Autumn catch? Isn't that, that's what the ship they're on at the end. It catches them all after Reach.
Yeah. Pillar of Autumn's the one that escapes from Reach. They didn't, I mean, what they did with Reach was insane to me, you know. They didn't show the last stand with Noble Six. I don't expect them to do that. They didn't show, you know, just how widespread in the city it was. They just kind of focused on that one, you know, choke point area that they had in that tower. Like,
That's it. And not to mention, we don't actually see them glass the planet either.
No, we did not see them glass the planet. We just saw the city on fire and them escaping because Master Chief goes into the coma for 3 days. That's how they ended up.
Oh, thanks, Piker. You're cool. I'll take that. There you go.
And I wrote this down in my notes when I was watching. I guess there was a corny line that they said about not needing the armor. They were like, oh, the armor doesn't make us or something like that. I think they said that in that episode. And I was like, the writers knew what they were doing there. They're like, oh, we know that you're pissed about this. So just a little jab at you.
Yeah, and, oh, what's the soldier beneath the armor? What are you without the mask? It's like, whatever bullshit.
It's like, come on. Yeah. Wrong show. Wrong property to do this for.
No, imagine if they did that. Imagine if they take all that and they put that into Mandalorian. Imagine the bloody uproar that would you get Star Wars fans if you did the same thing for Mandalorian. Oh, Boba Fett did that. Like, yeah, Boba Fett took his mask off for a bit, but he's done it in the past.
And
but,
also
like, Mando.
Exactly. And he's not part of that, you know, religious cult that Din Djarin is. Like,
no.
That's why.
But imagine half a season of Mandalorian where he doesn't wear his armor.
Oh, if they do that for the fourth season, I'm already not on thin ice with Disney Star Wars, but that would put me on like, all right, we're going to have some words.
That's right. But that's the thing is, like, I don't understand why they've done this for Halo season 2. And And not to mention, they did, like, I don't know, like, are we getting a new Arbiter? Because you just butchered up the Arbiter.
I was thinking that exact same thing. I was like, oh, the Arbiter, like, all right, he's going to turn, you know, they're going to find out that the Halo actually kills all sentient life. They're going to find that out, and he's going to be like, ah, shit, we shouldn't kill all the humans, because this will also kill all the Covenant. And he's, but nope, Master Chief is just like, actually, I'm going to just kill the Arbiter.
Well, that's and what I thought the same thing. I was like, okay, so they're going to keep him alive, and like this is going to be slightly where the friendship begins.
Yeah,
No.
So,
Murdering.
Is McKee supposed to be that Arbiter-like sort of person? Is that what they're going for?
I didn't think about that. Are they replacing the Arbiter with McKee?
Yeah, because the thing about the Arbiter is it's a Covenant-like actual species person betraying his people because he knows that what they're going for is, you know, life-ending.
Yeah, and I don't think that you get that same effect if it was McKee because he's human.
Exactly. She might speak the language and was raised by, you know, the Covenant, but she's not Covenant. Like, it doesn't hit the same. So if they do that for season 3, have they greenlit a season 3 yet?
No, there's no, as of this recording, there's no mention of season 3 of Halo. And what's the most annoying, like, I have no doubt they will announce it. But the thing is, with Halo season 3, season 3 of Halo will actually be at the point where the video game starts.
Exactly. So this has been a prequel?
This has literally been a prequel, a chopped up version of different stories altogether. Going prequel, but yes. So if they make a season 3 and someone goes, oh, I want to watch the Halo TV show, you know, should I watch it? Like, yeah, watch the last episode of season 2, and then you'll be right, good to go.
Yeah,
you don't need to watch season 1.
No, you don't. You actually really don't.
You don't. Like, it's just so useless fodder at this point.
Like, the fact that I haven't even watched the all of the first season, and the fact that I basically know what's going on the second season is not good. I was, you know, a little confused for like a sec in the first episode of the season, but other than that, I was fine.
So was I. I was like, okay, so he's back. He's struggling. There's a new Axon, who's a new dick trying to take over. And Cortana is gone.
It's just not there. Yeah.
No. I did see some gripe of a couple of people saying, oh yeah, they changed Cortana's design. I was like, oh look, you know, I'm not too mad about that because Cortana's design does slightly change with every video game.
Yeah, that's true. That didn't bug me. Also, speaking of changes, did they change the theme song from the first season to the second?
Yes, they did. The intro. Okay.
I was about to say, because I actually liked the music for the second season intro, because they did a rendition of the, you know, the, oh, I like that. You know what?
Yeah.
Another, you know what? Let's put that in the positive column. The effects and the opening theme song.
That's right. All right. One win over here. 25 on the other side. I know.
You're fine.
No, I was going to say, no, that I didn't mind either. So that's the thing is, like, they did slight changes that were like, okay, this is good. Like the CGI, the intro, the combat, that was good. Yep. Like, how menacing was that scene in the first season when Master Chief turns around and there's just, you know, 30 elites with just the energy blades?
Yeah. I mean, that was intimidating, along with in the last episode when he's just taking out all the elites with the energy sword and a pistol in that last episode. Like, that's awesome. That's what I'm here for. You know, as someone who played the games, that's what I love. But
Well, when he's on the ship.
Yeah.
When he's on the ship, he comes to the dust and he comes through it.
Exactly. I love that. Yeah. And I'm all about giving credit where credit is due. It's just like, you can't give me these little sprinkles of things I like and then just have the rest of the show be kind of subpar. Background noise. Yeah, subpar. That's kind of what it became for me, was background noise. Like, you know, I paid attention. I had to watch it for this, but would I recommend it to anyone? No. And that's really sad. Because, like you said before, video game to TV and movies has come a long way, you know, in the past couple of years. We actually have good stuff now. And the fact that this isn't what it can be is just, I don't know, it's very sad.
I know. Look, if I want to give him more, I'll give him more props. When he was actually on Halo, I thought that was very, like, they nailed that with, like, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The how it felt in the video games. You know, a lot of green water. Mm-hmm. And they did the iconic shot with his helmet at the side. I was like, hey.
Yes.
Was it that Leonardo DiCaprio when he's, like, looking at the screen?
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I thought straight away. I was like, yep. And even the episode prior, two episodes before that, when they Halsey found the laboratory and the energy bridge, and they found that city, I was like,
yes,
finally.
But
now, also speaking of, which you mentioned about video game adaptation and Last of Us, spoiler warning for anyone, episode 8, the final, is actually half a Last of Us episode and half Halo episode.
Just out of nowhere. No pre-warning. Were we supposed to take that old lady who showed up in the first episode and kind of has been appearing to Quan as a hint? Because if that's the hint they gave us, I was not aware. I was...
Well, they said a monster was coming. Which could mean anything.
I was thinking the elites. They're kind of monsters. That's what I was thinking. Oh my god. So that was the hint the whole time, is the monster. That's it, you think?
I think it's been... Yeah. The monster was leading to the flood. Which I did see on the episode where the scientist is on the ground holding on to the capsule.
Yeah,
I did see a lot of people mention that, you know, this is a laboratory. Like, people did say from then, this is a precursor for the flood.
Okay.
So the real Halo fanatics.
Yeah, they caught on.
I was like, they caught on what that was leading to.
Let's take them out of the equation. Did you realize that, Lee? Did you?
No.
I didn't either.
I didn't think it'd be just a flood. I was this could be Covenant DNA.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Forerunner, you know, technology, whatever, you know, something like Forerunners.
Forerunners.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking it'd be, because weren't they in the Forerunner like area, right? That's where they found it.
Yeah.
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 So it came out of nowhere, and like, as someone who knows the lore, like, I knew that was the flood, but I would feel bad for anyone watching this, you know, without any previous knowledge, being like, what the fuck, there's like zombies now?
Yes, and that's the hard thing, is I feel like if someone's watching this, you would you look at this and go, oh, Halo is just ripping off Last of Us. This is just Last of Us. And I can already see the comments of Halo fanatics going, no, the Halo, the flood came, actually, yeah, I think the Flood came first.
Flood did come before,
It came out before Last of Us. You know, they're just ripping this off, and I can already see all the flood of the comments. No pun intended.
Exactly. Which, it gives this weird split of the last episode being half, you know, actual Halo show, and then half kind of, like you said, Last of Us, Walking Dead, sort of gotta escape the, you know, gotta get safe from the parasites, the zombies. And it was just a weird episode. It did not feel like any of the previous episodes. It didn't feel as cohesive, except for the Master Chief, Arbiter, and McKee part. Like, that felt completely separate.
It did, yeah. Actually, we got one comment on Instagram that I do actually really like. It was like, it's the Mandalorian meets aliens with politics.
Yeah, it really is, though.
That's literally it, yeah. But you're right. And that's, you know, you could have just taken that half of that episode and chucked it on as a bonus scene of, like, Last of Us 2,000 years in the future or whatever. You wouldn't feel, that's it, okay.
You know what would have been great? They didn't even do any of the flood stuff, but as a post-credit scenes or maybe the last scene, just something hinting to that for the fans.
Yes.
Making it the last episode without, again, barely any hints. We'll say barely since there were hints, but for us laymen, there weren't hints for us. Yeah, people who weren't aware. You add that on in the end, and then you lead it into the next season, and that can be a dominant storyline for the next season, rather than chucking it in last episode of the season and being like, oh, there's actually zombie parasites. You should have known if you played the games, but now you do if you watch the show. They're here, and they're fucking everything up.
Yeah, pretty much. And Halsey is in frozen carbonite.
Yeah. I did not.
She's in carbonite now, and won't be seeing her anytime soon. So that's kind of like, so this ends, which, okay, and I forgot the device's name, the little orb.
Yeah.
I did like that he was getting interviewed him in the last episode. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that was great.
Do I wish they got the same voice actor? Yes. But you can't have everything, apparently.
Can I ask a question? I just watched this last episode maybe 3 hours ago. Did they resolve Halsey's daughter getting out of the flood area? Or did they just say, you're in carbonite now, you're frozen now, this will stop it, and then they just pan to the people, right?
No, that's right.
Outside,
she's just
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So she actually hasn't escaped.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so she hasn't actually escaped.
So are they gonna do a? Are they gonna pull a Master Chief and McKee thing, and just next season they'll show, you know, her explaining to Chief, I barely got away, and it's like, well. How? Yeah. Like, you were on this doomed ship.
Or doom planet, yeah.
Doom planet,
there happened to be a ship. Or I quickly discovered I had an immunity to all of them because I had something in my hand. So none of them came and touched me.
Yeah.
So that worked out pretty cool. So, and where I'm here to help. But at the same time, like, we got to get, like, a, like, that entire base is gone.
Exactly.
Under, right? Right. Master Chief is on Halo by himself. McKee. Kai is floating in space. Half the ships are explode.
Yeah.
So are we just going to, at perfect timing, the Pillar of Autumn arrives and be like, oh, we're here to help with a surplus of supplies that can help invade Halo right now.
I don't know. They resolved some stuff good. I think this, the whole Soren and Quan, they resolved fine. Although they didn't show how Quan
expecting a wife to die, though.
I wasn't either. I thought that was a good little twist. I like that, you know. Again, another prop, another positive. By the way, the wife, I think her name's Larsa. We'll call her Larsa. Yeah. She locked the door, right? How did Quan escape? Quan was in there, right?
No, Quan. They waited for Quan. Quan got walked past them. Quan was running. And she passed them both. And then they turned around, she turned around and closed the door on him. Because she was meant to be the last one coming through. Yeah, so Quan got out. I did find that scene weird that, like, the old lady going, like, I can't hold them for long.
How are you holding them?
Yeah, how are you holding them?
Hey, who the fuck are you? We know nothing about her. Except she was kind of a witch and led. Why was she so integral?
I don't know. And all we know from her was you stayed on the planet that got glassed.
Again, it's just... If you go off the source material, it has to make sense. Like, it has to.
Or, that's how a show usually works. Clearly that doesn't happen for Halo people.
No.
So, I it's just like that. And, you know, I also did like the small moments, like with Ackerson and his dad.
Yeah, that was good. Again, emotional, you know, added something to his character. Great, you know. But very few and far between.
I know. And what did you think about the new cast member, Perez?
Which one was he? You'll have to remember.
She was the one he saved.
Oh,
on the first
right. The cadet.
Chick.
I kind of liked her story arc, you know, going from, you know, timid battle soldier to, you know, Spartan risking her life. I like that.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah.
Cue Helldivers music.
Yeah. Burner. Yeah. I kind of, honestly, if they did Quan like that, I think people would like Quan a little better. I liked her story arc of, you know, timid, you know, getting nervous on the battlefield to, you know what, I'm going to risk it all. I thought she was good. I did not mind her at all. Yeah, I don't have anything bad to say. Let me just put it that way.
Oh, well, that's good. I did like her arc. Same thing with you. I did like how they showed her that, you know, she was scared and, you know, she was trying to get better and then had the, you know, she became the best in her class, which happened to be a spike bomb that was going to destroy the Covenant, human ships and try and destroy the Halo, which that bomb would have never destroyed the Halo.
No.
We all know.
It's too big.
It would have not done diddly shit. You think your spike bomb's going to take out a Forerunner artifact? That's not going to happen either. So I did like Perez, and I look forward to her being and the part of the cast members for season two. If she stay with goes on the Halo and be with Master Chief during the season three, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. I also liked the scene with her family. Like, I kind of like that scene on Reach, like with her family.
Yeah.
You know.
And the.
Yeah.
When she's clicking to the tune. Yeah.
You know, just showing her nervousness. I like that. You know, again, if you're going to add something, make it, you know, kind of, worth you know, it. Make it good, make it worth it. And to me, it paid off. So don't mind that. I like how it went from the training simulation that showed, you know, them, you know, winning the training simulation, but, you know, obviously didn't show them getting away, to them, you know, doing the training simulation and or actually doing the thing, you know, going on to the Corvette and, you know, them actually doing it and, you know, surviving, but it made sense how she survived. So
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Also, do you think Soren was like, I don't hate Soren, but do you think he was shoehorned, the fact that he got captured, Brought happened to be on Reach when all that happens, just to be in the plot, just to be in the word of mouth?
It was shoehorned, and I mean, just to go off that, the whole rescue, how did that ship find and all of that, that one little spot to rescue Chief and what's her face, the other Spartan, who one of the stupid things was when she went back to get Vic's body. Like, I'm sorry, I know that they had a touching moment, like burying Vic and all that. Like, I kind of like that, the whole emotional part, if you want to go for, you know, something that shows the emotions of the Spartans. But like, why are you running back to get him? Like, girl, get safe. Like, you can make a memorial headstone for him. You don't need his body. Like,
gotta get the body, because Quan needs a scene.
Yes.
To do with the body.
That's right. She was the one who buried him. That's right.
She was.
Oh.
I know. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, let's just keep going. No, look, I'm glad she didn't die. I'm glad that she's retired and she's gonna stay on this planet. But yeah, it's interesting because, like, at the beginning of this season, we're like, here's the team that you enjoyed from the first season that you ain't getting at the end.
Nope.
Actually, you could, probably pretty much a lot of the characters you get introduced from the first season to this season are dead or in frozen carbonite or will not be coming back for season 3.
Yeah. Or don't know. We don't know what's going to happen to them.
I don't. Is Miranda gonna survive?
Probably, and we'll get a rushed explanation on how she did.
Yeah, I got out and I took my mother.
So for season 3, if they do it, you know, if they get greenlit, are they just gonna do Halo, like the show, like the game, or what do we think is gonna happen? Like, should we give like our thoughts on what's gonna happen next season?
Well, that was gonna be my last question.
Hell
leading
yeah.
into this
Hell
was
yeah.
yeah for Halo season 3, I think they need to, I want to see the Pillar of Autumn. I want to see that rock up. I want to see them, you know, semi set up a base on Halo, scanning everything. And I even start off with the fact that that's already set up, and we jump into Master Chief scouting with other Marines. We've been on Halo for 6 months and we've been doing all scouting everything, trying to find the control center.
Yeah.
And then you find out the fact that, you know, in that 6 months, the Covenant has actually been rebuilding their force to come and attack.
Yeah. I want them to, you know, fill up any loose plot holes. I wouldn't mind, like, maybe, like, honestly, starting right after, maybe. You know, right after, maybe, you know, a couple minutes, you know, him walking down that hall that we, you know, saw at one of the last shots of the season, of that hall of that the orb goes down, you know, him maybe walking up to where it leads to and going from there. I don't want them to keep making the same mistakes. I think that's kind of where I'm at with this show, is just stop making the same mistakes. Stop trying to be different. Like,
he's agreed to different to staying with the source material.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's a line to it, which it's shown everyone has done before, so you can do it.
Exactly.
And the fact that you're right at the point of starting with Halo, the games, you can't. There is this. Yeah, I know. You have the complete blueprint there. There's nothing extra you need to add. There's no extra characters you need to add. There's nothing like that. You could just go, you don't have to do it scene by scene.
No.
But, you know, Maybe add bits where we're only there for 2 seconds and add a little bit more. That's fine.
Yeah.
But worth adding it in, because if you think the Halo fans were critical for season one, season two, they're going to be critical of you adapting the first video game.
Mm-hmm.
No one did that.
And if they do, bring in the new, the original characters for the show, please just make it make sense and, like, please give them purposes instead of, getting captured or being a weird conduit to an old lady. Like, make it make sense.
Why don't you like weird continents going to...
If it makes sense, but I've never... The words magic and Halo should only be used for describing how it makes you feel, not what actually happens in Halo. Not magic, it's technology and...
And science.
And science. I don't remember priestesses and this isn't Star Wars where, there kind of is magic with the Force and, the Night Sisters. This isn't like that. Don't introduce something that has never been a part of it and wouldn't make sense in the story. So yeah, I want them to learn, because I really do want this show to be good. That's my thing. I was really excited, first season, and man, was I disappointed. And season two, overall, I would say is better, but that's not saying much. Mm. That's saying that, cat pee is better than cat poop. It might be a little better, but it's not great.
You've just polished a turd. It's still a turd. Yeah.
Thank you. I was trying to think of a good comparison in my head to something that's bad and something that's a little bit better but still bad.
No. I completely agree with you. And that's right. And look, production, CGI, the action, all that is actually...
Yeah. No notes. Great.
No complaints.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
Actually, just thinking now, you mentioned it. How did... Master Chief must have fallen somewhere inside Halo, because he's obviously his mask got the crack, but he didn't have a crack walking in.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. There was the crack on the helmet on the...
Yeah.
If you're looking at me, on this side.
Yeah.
And then when he's inside, it shows this side.
Yeah.
Right? How did that happen?
That's production. That's production issues 101. Because I looked at it and went, okay.
Thank you for mentioning that, because I totally forgot about that. Do you think that there's a time jump there, and that's a time jump to the, to seeing the orb?
But that wouldn't make sense. There is a slight time jump, because how did the installation find him so quickly, and how long has he been sitting there doing this interview?
That's true. That's true as well. So maybe
we're... And then where's McKee?
That's what I was thinking too. They mentioned her, she gave the same answers as you, she's too dangerous to keep alive. So, when did her interview get conducted? Maybe there is a time jump and we're being a little too mean, but you can't...
Are we being too critical? Are we being too in-depth there? But that's what makes this great conversation. That's what makes this is why the whole point we rant about this. It'd have to be some kind of time jump. So there probably will be a time jump for season three. There's so many plot points in Halo, the video game, that are going to be changed already because of the events of this season two. As I mentioned, Captain Keys, the Flood.
Yeah.
Arbiter, like all that stuff is going to change.
I just wonder how they're going to pull it off. I truly do, because I really do hope they've mapped this out and they haven't like pulled, a new trilogy from Star, you know, the Star Wars new trilogy where they were just, you know, movie, then next movie, then movie after, rather than a cohesive storyline through all the movies. And I hope they have a cohesive storyline, you know, from the first season to, you know, at the very least next season. But
I hope so. Or, you know, they're going to start season three and like, oh, there's a new Arbiter. And he's also voiced by Keith David. So this is actually the proper Arbiter. The one in season two was actually just a fake Arbiter. So they'll become friends in this season.
I mean, that's the only thing that I could think, other than my McKee as the Arbiter, like, theory. Like, the only way... I would be fine if they did, you know, Keith David voice in the Arbiter. That'd be great. You know, I would not be mad at that.
No one. And actually, who's the other character I'm thinking of? It's terrible. It's not Samuel Jackson. Is it Jackson? He was the guy. He's on. I can't remember if he's in Halo 1, but I know he's in Halo 2. I know he's in Halo 3. He hangs around Miranda a lot. I forgot his name.
It's been a while since I played those games.
He's very much a Samuel Jackson character. It's going to annoy me.
I will say, speaking of Master Chief having sex, the fact that he goes to like that virtual like sex club, whatever, like, hey, Master Chief doesn't go to like virtual strip clubs. That's, again,
I know. I thought that was weird too.
That was like the first episode. That's just one of my notes here. Like, this is what sticks out to me. Like, that's not what Master Chief does. Like, he doesn't do that.
I know. He's like, okay, I guess he's doing that now.
They're trying to humanize him more, which is fine in some aspects, but like, I think he's too
Sergeant
busy.
Johnson.
Who?
Sergeant Johnson.
Oh, okay.
I think in Halo 3, he just goes head in with a rocket launcher, dead in. Like he's a man of color.
Okay.
And he has like some of the better. I can't remember. I don't think he's in Halo 1, but he's in definitely Halo 2 and 3. And he's like, let's go get those son of a bitches.
All right.
Like he's almost like what Captain Keyes.
Okay.
Character was,
but kind of fighting alongside Master Chief. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we do get. You know, I would like other characters who are, you know, from the story, you know, from the games, who, you know, can make an appearance on screen and contribute.
Yeah. All no, four. I agree with you. I'm saying with it. I think they need to bring him in to fill in the main character gaps.
Yeah, I agree. I just think that they need to take their time with the story. You know, I think they've already done enough CGI wise, you know. They just need to really think and like think like, hey, is this really worth it?
Him.
Yeah, yeah.
Him.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sergeant Johnson, yeah. He's the guy, yeah. I remember now. It's been, like I said, it's been a few since I played, like, 1, 2, and 3. It's been maybe close to over 10 years, at the very least. So.
No, probably at 3 years ago, I had a bit of a dive. I was like, oh, no, I want to. So I actually went back. and did Halo 1, 2, and 3, and 4.
Yeah.
I just had, you know, I'll just go back and play them after waiting. Oh, I think it was a day for everything to download from the Halo Jesus Collection Christ. Xbox. Oh, I remember that. Because I was like,
a long way.
You have to download it. You have to download every game. I'm like, cool. And you, do you want ODST? Do you want Reach? Do you want all this? I'm like, oh, shit.
So, at least Reach. That's now, look,
yeah, at least Reach. All right. But look, Connor, any final words on how would you wrap up season two and what you want to see the most in season three?
Great job on the visual CGI and combat. I think they've really upgraded from the first season to the second. It looked a lot better, and I like that. But for the love of God, please stick closer to the source material. And if you do make any changes, just please make them make sense and make it a cohesive storyline with all the people. I want nothing but the best. I'm a fan. Like, I want nothing but the best. I wish that this was good and we could be on here talking about, oh my gosh, this was done so well. Like, you know, they really got it. But unfortunately, this is the timeline we live in.
I agree with you. I know. I think they just need to get the rise for The Last of Us and come in and you'll be fine. The Last of Us and Mandalorian to make season three. And I think we'll be happy.
Get that HBO money.
Yeah, not Paramount money. Get the HBO Star Wars money, and then we'll start talking.
Exactly.
Actually, just thinking, like, we already know one episode of season three is going to be a horror film with the flood. Yep. Like, we need that episode from that mission.
And it needs that horror. Good and done well. Like, you know what would be cool?
Like alien vibes.
Or like first person, like in Chief's helmet. I liked in that first scene of the first season in the helmet. If they did that for the flood, that'd be sick. So.
Yeah. That would be mad. That'd be awesome. But whether they're going to do it is completely different.
It's up to them. Out of our hands.
I know. But I agree with you. For season two, Halo was Halo action, CGI and story elements were good, but there's still got so much to work on. Still so much to work on for season three. There's such a big gap. I don't know, as I said earlier, probably my best thing is, depending on how season three goes, I probably will be recommending people just to skip season one and two, or watch the last episode of season two and just dive into season three. Yeah. Don't even bother watching season one at all.
No.
Like, don't bother. But look, Connor, I want to say thank you so much for coming past this episode. Really appreciate it. And I can't wait until all of you guys are back for another episode together, because I know it's well overdue.
Yeah, no, we're always happy to have on. Thank you for thinking of me. You reached out to me actually about doing this episode for Halo, just because of, you know, my thoughts on the first season. So just thank you for having me on. Please check out Who's Got Next Game podcast. You know, we've been on with Lee before and he's been on ours, and you know, we love having you on, Lee. You're a great guy and a great host, and we just love collabing with you.
Thanks, man, and likewise. I look forward to the one. It's always a good time. And as always, as everyone, until next time, happy ranting.
Thanks for listening to Lights, Camera, Rant. If you like the show, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Until next time, happy ranting!